Bezras Hashem Yisparech, what a great simcha. We get to finish today Daf Kuf Yud Beis in Meseches Ksubis, to complete B'Mesayim Meseches Ksubis, with a daf that deals with the malos of Eretz Yisrael, the special components of Eretz Yisrael. These last few dafim on Ksubis are gems, and it's a special schus to connect for those who are in Chutz Laretz, to connect from Artzeinu Akdosha. I'm learning this from Ramat Beit Shemesh, where the sun is shining beautifully on the fields and trees of Shemitah. And despite the challenges from our enemies that are around us, nevertheless, Eretz Yisrael is blooming. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to continue to do what we can to be Mekayim Ki Mitzion Teitzei Seiro Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim. Let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up two lines from the top, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, continuing with the special attributes of Eretz Yisroel. Rabbi Chelba v'Rabbi Avira v'Rabbi Yosef v'Chanina iklu lahu asra. They went to a certain place in Eretz Yisroel. The Marsha says that this was after the Churban. Isaac Hamaya Afarsika. They brought in front of them the peaches. Baruch Hashem, right here in our backyard, we have these beautiful peach trees of Eretz Yisroel. Daviki Ilfis Kfar Hino. They were as large as the barrels of Hino. Explains the Gemara. Vilfis Kfar Hino Kamahavi. And how large were those barrels from Hino? Chomish Sa. They were so large. A five Sa. Achlu Shlish. He ate only one third. Rifkiru Shlish. And he left over the one third. Venusel Behemtam Shlish. And he gave in front of his behemos a third. Lashana ikla Rabbi Lazar lahasam. Rabbi Lazar went back to that same place a year later. Va'isel kamayu nakte biyade. They brought again these peaches, and he saw that they were smaller because he could hold them in his hands. Va'amar eretz pli l'mlecha meras yoshvei va. That the bracha of Eretz Yisrael is entirely dependent on the people. And he quoted the pasuk in Tehillim that says that the land gets salty because of our averos, and therefore the fruits became smaller. Pshua ben Levi ikla legavla. Rabbi Shua ben Levi went to a place called Gavla. Chazinu lahani kitufi. He saw that there was a orchard of clusters of grapes. Davikaimu ben igla. They looked like cows, calves. Amar agolim nimtza bein hagfanim. He said there are calves that are amongst the vineyard. Amrulei, the people said to him, kitufeninu. They're not calves, they're actually grapes. Amar eretz ichnisani perosayich. Eretz Yisrael, bring in your fruits from me. Hachnisi perosayich. Lemiata motzim perosayich la'aravim halalu. Do you produce these fruits because of these Arabs? We don't need any commentary. The Gemara itself speaks for itself. Sha'amdu aleinu b'chatoseinu, that stood against us because of our sins, not because of Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. Sha'amdu aleinu b'chatoseinu. So why are you producing these fruits if the Yishma'elim had to chase us away? L'shana ikla Rabbi Chia l'hasam. Next year Rabbi Chia came there. Chazinu d'havi kaimi ki izri. And he saw that the grapes had gotten smaller, that they look like goats and no longer larger calves. Amar izim bein agifanim. He said there are goats. Amrulei zil lo tavid lan ki chavrech. The people there said to Rabbi Chia, please don't comment like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because once Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made his comment, it caused the grapes to grow smaller. Tan Rabbanan bivir choseha shel Eretz Yisrael. When a year is blessed in Eretz Yisrael, beisa isa chameshes ribo karet, then in one beisa, normally it will produce 5,000 kor. Excuse me, 50,000 kor. It was a ribo, so ribo is 50,000. 5 of 10,000 kor. Bishivasa shel tzoan. And we explain the Braisa, because the yeshiva settlement of Tzon in Mitzrayim Beisa osa shivim korim. It makes in a beisa 70 korim. The sign remer anirisi bivikas beishan. I saw in Beishan, which is not Eretz Yisrael, beisa osim shivim korim. Ein lecha mu'ula b'chol ha'ratzos yosim Eretz Mitzrayim. And we know that the best land is Eretz Mitzrayim. Shenemar ki gan Hashem k'Eretz Yisrayim. Ve'en lecha mu'ula b'chol Eretz Yisrael yosim Mitzrayim. Da'avim marbu b'mulachim. And so on, as the pasuk itself makes reference to, is best of the cities, d'chsiv ka yuvitzoyan sarav, because the malachim, the kings, settled there, the officers settled there. The officers, of course, would settle in the best place. Ve'en lecha trashim b'chol Eretz Yisrael mi'chevron, where this Rashi al HaTorah mentions, and the lowest of Eretz Yisrael in terms of the quality of land is Chevron. For those of you who've gone to Ben Zocha to visit Chevron, you'll notice it's extremely rocky, extremely dusty, very hard to grow anything there. Davi Kivri Ba Shichvi. That's where they decide to make a burial place. Fafil Achri Chevron Mevuna Alachas Mishiva Bitsoan. Yet Chevron is seven times better. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, V'chevra Shavashan Nivnesa Lifneitzah Mitzrayim. The pasuk in Bamidbar says that Chevron was built 7 years before Mitzrayim. That's a little translation. But my nivnisa, how are you going to translate it? Is it really mean built? Ilem nivnisa mamish. Efshar adam bona bayis lebno katam kodesh yivna lebno gadol. How could it be that Chevron was built for the younger son before the older son? Shenemar, what are we referring to? Uvnecham. Kush u'Mitzrayim u'Futu Knan, that the children of Cham first came Mitzrayim and then Knan. So Cham should have built Mitzrayim before Chevron and Knan. Ela shemavuna al achas mishiva b'tzon, but rather its quality is built of seven times the quality of Tzon. V'hani mili b'troshim, avu shelo b'tarshim chamesh mea. That's only when the rocky areas of Chevron. But in the non-rocky areas of Eretz Yisrael, it will produce 150 kor for a beisa. Continues the Gemara, v'hani mili shlo b'birchoseha. That's only when Eretz Yisrael wasn't entirely flourishing, wasn't entirely in its state of bracha. V'birchoseha k'siv v'yizra yitzchak b'aretz ahi. That we learn in Bereishis, that Yitzchak planted in Eretz Yisrael. And here we have the term Mea Sha'arim. Yimtza b'shana ha'im Mea Sha'arim v'yivarcheyu Hashem. Therefore, it says that the land produced 100 times its regular amount. And that is, therefore, not 150 kor, but rather 15,000 kor. That's what Rashi says in the end of Dibra Amachil al Achas Meshiva. Tanya. Amr Rabbi Yosi, Esa b'Yehuda ha'isa ha'isa chamesh son. Esa in Yehuda would produce 5 sa'in of kemach. Sa kemach, that equal to 1 sa' of flour, of kemach, that is like a type of bran. Sa solas is a type of flour. Sa subin is the klipos of the chitin. Sa morsin is the roughest part of the wheat, usa kibaria, and that is what's used for pas kiber. Amalei utzeduki the Rabbi Chanina ya mashbichisai ba ba'arachon. Tzeduki said to Rabbi Chanina, you make the land beautiful, you being here. Beisa achas iniachli abba mimena mishach. I got a beisa which I took oil from. Mimenu chamar. And I also got a saw of wine from this land. Mimenu ibur, and I got wheat from this land. Mimenu kidneys, I got legumes. Mimenu ros miknos, I had enough room also to graze my sheep in your merit, because you were keeping Torah on this land. Amalehu bar emura levar arad Yisrael. One nachri said to Yehudi that had traveled and gone to live in Eretz Yisrael. Hai de Tulsa, de Kaima Aguda de Yardena, the palm tree that sits on the edge of the Jordan River. Kama Gidrisum Mina. how much dates, how many dates do you harvest from it? Amalei shitin kori, he said 60 kor. Amalei akatela yosu be achrivta, you still haven't entirely come into Eretz Yisrael and removed its destruction. Anan may of esrim kor avigas riminet. When we lived in Eretz Yisrael, there were 120 kor. Amalei, the Yehudi responded to him, anan nami michad gisa kamin alach. And was only talking about one side of the tree. In fact, we had on the bottom of Kuf Tesamebez that Palgi Dikla. So he was referring to only one half of the tree. Sometimes the Dekel, you could be referring to, we had on the bottom Kuf Tesamebez, could be referring to only one side of a tree. Amar Chizda Maitich Siv, Ve'eteng Lecha Eretz Chemdo Nachlas Tzvi. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Gimel, I'm going to give you a beautiful nachala like a tzvi. La Eretz Yisrael nimshal tzvi. Why is it like a tzvi? Is generally like a deer. La melcha matzvi ze ein oro machzik besaro. Just like when it comes to a deer, its fat is not held onto by its skin. In other words, its skin easily shrivels and doesn't hold its meat. Af Eretz Yisrael and Machzekes Perosea, Eretz Yisrael can't hold on to all of its fruits because there are so many fruits. Interesting, on Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, we had understood a different meaning to Tzvi. Two lines into the wide, the Gemara had quoted a pasuk in Yechezkel, V'nasati Tzvi Beretz Chaim, Eretz Shetzivyone Ba Mesim. Meseha, Chaim She'ein Tzivyone Ba, Ein Meseha Chaim. And there the word svi is the desire, my desire. That my desire is that people retire in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, pass away in Eretz Yisrael. So svi also refers to the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, over here we understand it as referring to the actual animal. You could read the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu as well. Vetin l'cha Eretz Chemda Nachlas Tzvi, the Nachla of my desire. So one explanation of why it's like a deer. Now the Gemara continues another explanation. Matzvi, the Gemara says, Dover Acher, Matzvi ze kal mikol achayos, just like a Tzvi is faster than all of the other animals. Af Eretz Yisrael kal mikol aratzos, it's quicker than all the lands of Vashalos Perosel. How quickly the fruits become ripe. Baruch Hashem, we've seen this as well in our very small corner in Beit Shemesh. We have, Baruch Hashem, a pomegranate tree, and the fruits ripen very quickly, and also the pomegranates are really, really large. Imatzvi zekal ve'ein besaro shamein. You might say, but when it comes to a deer, that it's so light because it doesn't have a lot of fat. You would say that it ripens quickly, but its fruits are not fat. Tam lomer zavas chalav udvash, shmeinim mechalav umesukim idvash. It's fat like fat milk, and it's also sweet like dvash. Rebbe Lazar ki avisolik l'Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Lazar, when he would go up to Eretz Yisrael, Amar palti li michada, that I am escaping from one of the negative things, ki samchu. And when he got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, Amar paltili mitarti, and he said that I've escaped from another. Rashi explains, we escaped from the klolos that the pasuk describes. The Mefarshim suggest that the first klolo was living in Chutzlarts. The second klolo was that he wasn't able to judge dine knasos, and by coming to Eretz Yisrael and getting smicha, he was now able to judge knasos, as the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin say that smicha is only given in Eretz Yisrael. Ki asvu beso, the Ibur, when they sat him with Bezdin to decide to make the Ibur Shana, Amar Palti Limitlas, I've now escaped from three things. Shenemar, he was making reference to all this in a pasuk. Vahaisa yadi al nevim, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vahaisa yadi al hanevim hachoizim shav, vakoismin kazov besoid ami lo yu, uviksav beis Yisrael lo yikosevu, vaadmas Yisrael lo yavoyu. What's besoid ami lo yu? Zesoda ibar. Uviksiv beiswal ayikasevu. That's making reference to the smicha. Zeh smicha. Veladmas Yisrael ayavoyu kimashmo. That there are three curses that they won't come even to Eretz Yisrael. This is the third madrega. Maybe we could add that when a person's moser nefesh and comes to Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, then he's able to reach these madregos of being part of the smichas zekeinim, then he is not able to be a part of when he's in Chutz La'aretz, and to have the chachma of the sod ha'ibur. Gemara now continues with a very poignant story. A lot to learn from the story. Rabbi Zeira, six lines from the bottom. Rabbi Zeira kavi soluk l'Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira went to go to Eretz Yisrael. Lo ashkich mavra l'miaver. He didn't find a bridge to pass over. Naket b'mitzra v'ka'avar. Rashi explains that the way he passed over is he found an area where there wasn't too much water, and there was a small stick for him to walk over, and a string to hold above. I don't know if Rashi means to say he did what we would call colloquially a Tarzan, but he definitely walked over, or traveled over, in a way that was not conventional. Amale Ahud Siduki Ima Paziza Dikadmisa Pumaychu Ladonaychu. You rushed people that you put your mouth before your ears. Pumaychu being mouth, Odunaychu means your ears. Akati Bisuzaychu Kaimisu. You still are always rushing. What's the Siduki referring to? Actually, in Yana Dioma, today is Isru Chag Shavuos, and he's referring to Nasa V'Nishma. You put your mouth before your ears. So too, you're always rushing again. Instead of waiting for a ship, you try to rush as quickly as you can to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira said to him an amazing thing. Duchta Demeshev Aaron Lo Zochula, a land that Moshe and Aaron weren't Zocha to come into. How do I know that I'm going to be Zocha to come into Eretz Yisrael? And therefore, I have to rush it. I have, just like I rushed into Torah, Nasev and Nishma. I'm going to do, because I don't know if through the Nishma I'm going to be able to understand and to keep in a way that is appropriate for Nishma. But I will do it in terms of Nasev, and thereby enter into the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I wait for the entire Nishma, I might not always be Zocha. So too over here, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, I rush into it, even if it's premature. And Rabosai, this is something that is a tremendous practical lesson for many people, and that is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael, don't wait for it to be 100% perfect. If you could jump, if you could Tarzan it, then Bizocha obviously has to be done with Chachma. The children have to be the right age. There needs to be basic Parnasa. But at the end of the day, if you're waiting for it to be 100% perfect, it won't be that way. It requires, like Nasev and Ishma, to do, and then everything, the Shmua, will become clearer as time goes on. Gemara continues on the last line, Kufyu Bezam Adolf, Rabbi Abba Minashek, Kipi Da'ako. Rabbi Abba, due to his love of Eretz Yisrael, would kiss the wood of Akko, the cedar, the trees. I don't know if it's cedar or it's Atzei El Mugim, some say. Rabbi Chinina, Misake Mitakle. To his love for Eretz Yisrael, he would straighten out the bumps in the ground. Over here, you could be a street cleaner, Rav Kook Zatzal said, and have a chelek in the awesome mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kaimi Mishamsha Latula. Rashi explains when they were sitting and learning, the sun, and this is something that happens often. In fact, this happens mamish when I'm learning with you the Daf Yomi often. Today it's a hot day in Eretz Yisrael, so I'm learning with you inside in the air conditioning. Sometimes I learn outside, and the sun here in Beit Shemesh is quite powerful. So Rav Ami Rav Asi would move quickly when the sun came into the shade. Tula is the shade. And the reason he did it, explains Rashi, when they would go from the shade to the sun. On a cold day, they would go from shade to sun, and a hot day from sun to shade, that they shouldn't come to complain about Eretz Yisrael. Could very well be that the onish of complaining about Eretz Yisrael is quite great. Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Mingdar Ba'afra. He used to roll in the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Ki Rotzu Avadecha Esavonel Esafareha Yichonenu. They love the ground and even the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, Dor Sheben David Ba, Kategoria B'Talmidei Chachamim. Wow. In the door that Mashiach is going to come, there is going to be people saying negative things about Talmidei Chachamim. We're living also that phenomenon. Kamrisa Kamei Deshmuel. Amar Tseiruf Achar Tseiruf. There will be gzeros on top of gzeros. Shenemar v'od ba'asiriya v'shava v'ha'isa liva'er. This is a pasuk from Yeshayahu. Taner of Yosef b'zoizi v'zoizi d'v'zoizi. There will be one galus after the next. Amar b'chia barashi amar rav. By the way, this pasuk also is echoed by something we say, I think, in Tehillim, in Kuf Lamed. Nafshi l'Hashem mishemrim l'boker, shemrim l'boker. The double lashon shemrim l'boker, shemrim l'boker is that there is a double geula. So there are times that there is a double gzeira, and then the geula will come as a double geula. Amar b'chia barashi amar rav asidin kol ilanis rak shebetz Yisrael sheyitenu peros. In the future, all the barren trees will produce fruits. Shenema. He ate nasol period teina vigefen nasnu chelam, quoting from Yoel laasid lava. It's clear to me, and I'm sure that there were some of our great rabbeim before us that said this, that this pasuk is a metaphor to the rishaim in Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, that one day the Ezer Hashem should come quickly. The poshe Yisrael will do tshuva. And then the Ilanei Srak, even those barren trees, those trees that don't give off anything positive, they're only bitter and negative, nevertheless, Ba'asid Lavo, even the Ilanei Srak of Eretz Yisrael will give off fruits, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will see the Geula Shleima, where Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, and Tiras Yisrael will all be joined together as one. What a beautiful way to end Maseches Ksubas. Hadron Allah Shnei Dayon Exeris Visalikalam Meseches Ksubis. Bezer Hashem, we should continue to learn and grow. B'toich Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, B'toich Kedushas HaTorah, and Bizocha to continue to be Marbe Chachma Admola Ha'aretz Deya, and continue to do what we can to be Mikadei Shem Shemaim. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Kuf Yud Beis in Maseches Ksubis.